It's time for the Josey Show. Tonight's show, R&B recording artist Tamala Baldwin. Plus, rock band The James McCollum Project. And now, I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino. And here's the host of the show, Josey Passantino.
Hey everyone, welcome everyone listening live, and a shout out for those that are also in the chat room. Welcome to the show everyone, so glad you could all make it tonight. First let's make sure everyone can hear us well. Let me know in the chat room if you're able to hear everything all right. Sweet, so we have a great show for you guys tonight. Here's what we will do in the next hour or so. Tonight we have two amazing guests. First we have singer, songwriter, and actress Tamala Baldwin. Then we bring you the James McCollum Project. Then we have some more crazy items from eBay. Then actual funny comments from airline pilots and flight attendants. That's hilarious. So stay tuned to the whole show. You will not want to miss a thing. So right now we're actually going to do crazy items on eBay, the segment you guys all know and love. So here we go as we get started. You can buy on eBay a Chinese restaurant for $39,000. yummy. Then a dollar is going for sale for 67 cents. That's a deal. Then a motion-censored frog for $8.99 that will rivet for you. That can come in handy, actually. Then a parking place in San Francisco for a week for only a dollar. Then for $200,000, you can use someone's car in California for advertisement like a rolling billboard. Then we can buy a rare wax paper cup that has been used and dates back to 1999 for $1 million. Then you can buy an alien fetus in a jar for $53. That's a little creepy. Then a Girl Scout patches for $3.50. Then you can get a piece of tape for 25 cents, a pair of used clown shoes for $3.21. Then you can get a meat grinder for Beanie Babies for $1.75. Then you can get a broken and crusty Easy Bake oven for 25 cents. I could see why it's only 25 cents if it's broken and won't even work, but there you go. Then some pocket lint from someone's right hip pocket for $10 million. It's very accurate. A Disneyland Stars Tour barf bag for $3. they sell anything on eBay nowadays. Then a flashlight with a broken switch for $3.75. Then you can get a bunch of bad gifts someone got for their 30th birthday for $2.75. A whole bunch of gifts for $2.75. Run out. Then someone is selling their clown business for $250. Woo! And then, last but not least, a plastic bag full of recyclables for $10. So there you go for all of your needs and wants. You can hop on eBay and get those wonderful items or not. So everyone is laughing their butts off now in the chat room. Got some funny items. So, but now we have our first guest coming up here. Let's see if she has arrived. Awesome. So please welcome Tamala Baldwin. Tamala, are you there?
I am here. How are you guys?
I am great. How are you?
I am super duper. It's Friday and I'm talking to you, so I can't complain.
Perfect Friday.
Yes, perfect Friday. Thank you for having me on the show.
Anytime. I'm so excited to be chatting with you a little bit and giving you an interview. It's going to be so much fun.
I'm excited. I'm stoked, girl.
Oh, I know what you mean. Super, super excited. So let's get started. First, tell us how you fell in love with theater and singing at an early age.
When I was a little girl, I'm a middle child, so I guess I was always clamoring for attention. So I was the one that was always, you know, singing and dancing, saying, look at me, look at me. And my mom just kind of pushed me because I was always, you know, just dancing. And then I and got in some dance classes, and I got some vocal lessons, and it just all kind of fell from there. I even went to Juilliard for the flute when I was a young child, and I've been singing and playing ever since.
Awesome, and that leads me to my next question.
Mm-hmm.
You studied classical music at the Juilliard School of Music. Can you tell us about that experience?
It was very challenging, you know, because I, you know, went to a small school in Brooklyn, and then you go to Juilliard, where everyone is just as talented, if not better. So it was very competitive, and I liked the flute. I was never really in love with the flute, so it was definitely more arduous for me. It was kind of like, oh, I got to rehearse some more, you know, but it was definitely an experience that I would never, ever, ever trade for the world. I mean, it was incredible.
Definitely. And often we hear great musicians study classical music and then perform in other genres. How has classical music helped you?
It definitely has helped me because a lot of classical musicians, you have to know theory. Like, it's very important that you can read music and write music. And with classical training, they really, really, really emphasize that. And so as I branch off into other genres, I can sing jazz and write jazz and play jazz because I learned the foundations to my classical background. I'm very happy for that.
Absolutely. So you also have been in several theater productions. Can you tell us which ones are your favorite, most memorable to you?
I was in Rent last year with the theater company, and I got to play Joanne. I've actually played Joanne a few times, but I really, really enjoyed playing Rent with the theater company. It's my first time. And, you know, Joanne's like the nerd, and she's a lesbian. So I got to kiss a girl, and I got to be a nerd and sing my face off every day for about, you know, 3 months. And it was amazing. Like, I just loved it. You know, the story is so touching. It's about, if people don't know about Rent, it's about, you know, it takes place in the Lower East Side. It's about, you know, HIV and relationships and homosexuality. So it's just a great story to be a part of.
Definitely. That sounds like so much fun.
And I got to kiss a girl. My mom didn't say anything. She was like, it was so much fun.
That is hilarious. So it's hard remembering just one song. Can you tell me what you do to remember all the parts you have to perform in a theater performance?
Usually I go in the bathroom and look in the mirror and I just, you know, recite the lines or even like I record the rehearsal sessions like from the show, so I have it like on my iPhone so I can always listen to the parts. If I'm on the subway or at Starbucks or any place, like that's really handy, recording my rehearsal sessions on my iPhone. And also, like, you have no time. Usually rehearsals are about 3 weeks, so either you sink or swim. So you don't want to be, like, the last one, you know, like, not knowing her stuff. So it's really important that you just practice whenever you can, and the iPhone helps with that.
Absolutely. iPhones rule.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So how do you usually get ready for a performance, such as getting yourself into character? Do you have a ritual that you like to do before a show?
I am actually very, very quiet. I usually put on my headphones and blast some really happy music. You know, I just put my makeup on, my face on, and I just, you know, get ready to tell a story to a bunch of new people for the first time. Because in theater, it can get kind of repetitive. So the trick is to remember that you're telling a story for the first time to a bunch of new people. And you can, like, you know, make someone's day. You can make someone smile or cry or realize something. So it's really important that I get my mind right. You know, like, okay, Tamala, and I've done it for, you know, every day, 12 days a week. I mean, for the past 3 months, but here's a new audience, and it's your job to, you know, tell this amazing story.
Absolutely, and that's very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, and as a young adult, you also did several commercials. Can you tell us what that experience is like for you?
Commercials are uber fun, and they're also quicker. Usually they take about a week to shoot, if that, maybe sometimes shorter. And people dress you, and they do your hair, and they put makeup on you.
Oh,
it's really kind of glamorous, and you get paid pretty well, you know, to sing and dance, you know. So I have no complaints there. If any cast members are out there and need me for a commercial, give me a holler. Call Josie. She has my number.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Definitely. And did commercials help you prepare for stage as well?
I believe it's the other way around. Theater, you have to be big and you have to project and really carry to the person way back in the theater. So
yeah.
Transitioning into film, it was definitely, to TV, it was definitely a preparation for that because I knew how to be big. So now it's just, you know, kind of minimizing it for the camera rather than, you know, having a camera background first and then learning how to be big, you know? So it's easier to tone down than to grow, I think, you know, if that makes any sense, sort of, maybe.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. 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 Also, I want to just touch base. Can you tell us about your inspirational web talk show called Soul Kisses TV, which I seen the trailer and I loved it. You sent it and I'm like, oh my God, brilliant.
Thank you. So Soul Kisses TV is my baby. I'm so happy that I'm actually pursuing this. I remember I was in between gigs and I read a quote that said, while you wait, create. And so I thought, what can I create while I'm waiting for, you know, a director to call me? And then I had this idea of Soul Kisses TV. And what it is basically it's a web talk show where I go around and I meet with people that are making a difference in the world. So it can be, you know, I have a few actors on the show, and these actors are making millions of dollars but are still doing what they can to make the world a better place in their own way. For instance, Malik Yoba is on the show. If you guys don't know him, he was in You're Going to Cover, and he was also in Why'd I Get Married with Janet Jackson. And he has, you know, a fatherhood project, and he helps young men to be better men. And that's really important, you know, to give back no matter where you are in your life. So I'm doing that, meeting all these amazing people, and I'm telling their stories while also providing people that are watching cool tools to help create the same success in their own lives.
I love it. I think it's an amazing idea. And I just want to congratulate you for starting this up. I think it's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. I love it. And is there a website where people are able to check it out and see the trailer and stuff?
Sure. The trailer is right now on our Facebook page, facebook.com/soulkissesTV. And the first episode drops March 15th, and that'll be on soulkissestv.com.
Awesome. So I'm going to be posting that in the chat room so everyone could just click away.
Thank you.
Super, super. You're welcome. Super, super exciting.
And
For
people that are listening, if you help us get to 500 likes, we're giving away an iPod. So like our page, and somebody may win an iPod.
Woohoo! Ooh,
courtesy
super
of my
cool.
Own.
Awesome.
Yes.
So like their page. That's awesome.
Thank
super
you, Josie.
Cool. Love it. Super cool.
Thank you.
Yes. And also, you are a songwriter as well. Can you tell us about your song, Be With You? Love it.
Oh, you like Be With You? Oh, gosh. With You is about a boy that I was so infatuated with. Oh, I wanted to have his babies, guys. And it's like, what do I have to do to make you see how awesome I am? Do I got to be, you know, the sexy vixen? Do I got to be Miss Corporate Woman? Who do I have to become for you to be with me? So it's my story about trying to get this guy to see my awesomeness and that I'm every woman that he could ever want anyway, you know?
Absolutely. And it's a fun song. It's a very fun song and people can relate to it. And
yes.
I think it's amazing. Where could fans be able to purchase any of your music?
Right now, the songs are available for download at PamelaBaldwin.com. Check it out.
Sweet. Sweet. Awesome. Check it out, everyone. Very, very cool. So are you currently working on any new projects?
I haven't really written any songs lately. I need to get back into that. But I just got back from doing a Christmas show in South Carolina, which was really fun.
Ooh.
And now I just finished wrapping Soul Kisses TV. So today, I'm in my first audition in a few months. So right now I'm just auditioning and trying, you know, open the next door.
Very cool. Exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's
oh, I'm
exciting.
Writing a screenplay.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am. I have so many. My hands are in everything, Josie.
I know. I can't even cover everything. That is so cool.
Yes, it's a love story. So hopefully, I'll finish it. You know, before 2015.
That's awesome. And then I guess that's our reason to have you back on your on the Josie show, then, huh?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Awesome. You talk about treating your creative passions as in business. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
A lot of actors or singers or musicians don't realize that they're not treating their career like a business. And as an artist, we really, really need to. We can't, you know, get up, go to one audition and think that we're going to manifest success. We got to see it as a business, a career. So that means getting up at 9 o'clock in the morning like you were going to work for a company and doing something for the next 12 hours every day that, you know, advances your career in some way. And I know it may be difficult to do that. You know, you go to one audition, but there's so much to do. Like every week you should be sending out, you know, emails to casting directors. You should be taking a class. You should be learning new songs if you're a singer. You should be writing new songs. It should not just be a 2 to 3 hour pastime if you really, really, really want to, you know, make a name for yourself.
Definitely.
And I have a business background, so I try to take what I learned from my MBA and relate it and share it with, you know, other artists that may be struggling in some way.
Definitely. And just get out there and, you know, follow your dreams and chase, you know, what you want to do, basically.
Yes, every day on a full-time basis. Yeah. You can't just do it when you feel like getting up in the morning, every day for 12 hours.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best advice that you would give to someone in, you know, either singing or acting?
Oh, my gosh. I would say that it may be really scary because people will probably tell you, oh, my gosh, that's so not practical. It's not secure. But do it anyway. Take a leap of faith and believe in yourself, especially if you have, you know, the natural gifts, because we're all born with natural gifts. And it's our responsibility to use them in our life and to share our gifts. So I would say move past the fear. It's okay to be afraid and to think, oh, my God, what am I doing? But don't let that paralyze you. You got to move through the fear and dedicate and work. Do it every day for 12 hours
exactly.
Every day. Exactly. Yeah. Move past the fear.
Exactly. That actually that actually should be a T-shirt.
It's true. There's so I was afraid for so long. You know, I was afraid. I was in the same predicament, so my advice is definitely don't let that stop you from doing what you love, especially if you have talent, man.
I know, right? Exactly. Use it. Express yourself.
Yes, and the money will come. Don't worry. The money will always come.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. There's actually a chat room question here. So you have a great outlook on life. Who is your personal inspiration?
One of my favorite writers is Christian D. Larson. He basically talks all about, you know, having the power of having a positive mind and that to always remember that everything is always working together for your good. So he has a book called Ideals Made Real, and it's really, really helped me to always see the sunshine. So
Isn't
and, like,
cool?
Yeah, it's great. I just, you know, I think it takes a lot more work to be depressed and negative than it is to be positive, you know? I don't know. That's just
absolutely.
My personal opinion.
I agree.
Yeah.
I really agree. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So where would you like to see your career 5 years from now?
5 years from now, I would hopefully like to be on Broadway. That's an ambition.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe with, you know, a Tony nomination under my belt. And Focus is TV to be, like, on a major network going into its, you know, fifth or sixth season. And having, you know, making, you know, a 6 or 7 income. Shoot. Let's keep this for being honest.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you keep going at this rate, I see a lot of good things in your future. And I'm not psychic or anything, but you do.
Thank you.
Definitely.
And I see the same thing for you as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Let's see here. Do you have any funny backstage moments that you're able to share with us?
Hmm.
I love that question.
Let me think. Something that's like
mm-hmm.
PG-13. there have been plenty of times where, like, you'd be on stage and, like, a costume would break. I remember once this dancer in one of my shows was doing some kind of, like, funky, like, split thingy, and his whole, like, pants split. And so I'm backstage, and I see him run through, like, the backstage, like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, with a big gaping hole on his fanny.
Oh. Oh.
So it's, like, mouth
oh.
is always, yes, talk about wardrobe malfunction, and it's, like, the panic, you know, to, like, Velcro it up really quickly before the next, you know, number. It's just. It's funny.
That
was funny to me.
Yeah. That is hilarious. Wardrobe malfunction over here.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. I have another fun question.
Oh, cool.
Do you have any secret talents that people wouldn't know you have that you could share?
Ooh, secret talents. I'm a great. I like to write poetry. Actually, I'm actually. Mm-hmm. I like to write short poems, and I'm also a really good kisser. If that counts as a talent, I don't know.
That's a secret talent.
Yeah, I'm an awesome kisser. Yeah, I think that about covers it. I like to write short poems, and I'm an uber talented kisser.
Uber talented.
Uber.
That is hilarious. That if I do say so myself, that's pure talent.
It's true. It's very important to know what you're doing. Like, I mean, I'm sure all the girls listening know what it's like to, you know, have a guy not know what he's doing, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm the person, you know, if you need somebody to train your boyfriend, I can tell him, put your tongue back in your mouth. Oh, my God.
Okay, you know what? You're so fun. Oh, my goodness.
Thank
That's
you.
Hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Let's see here. Next question. What is your favorite career memory you've had so far?
My favorite memory while performing.
Yeah,
I would have to say I met a boy during one of my shows and we fell in love. That was pretty cool. Like, you know, meeting a fellow artist and singing with them.
Wow.
That was really nice. And it's my favorite memory, I believe. And I also actually did a show in Japan once. That was a lot of fun too. Like being able to travel because you're, you know, a theater performer is one of the best perks in the world. So
oh yeah.
That's also great. Yeah. I like that we can travel. I've seen some pretty awesome places.
That is so, so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And actually that was my next question. Where is your favorite place to travel on your downtime?
On my downtime? Ooh, my downtime. Well, if I had all the money in the world, I probably would go to, like, you know, cool, like, quiet and serene lakes. You know, I would love to go to New Zealand. Mm-hmm. But right now, anything that's quiet and tranquil. I love to go camping, but in a cabin. I'm kind of over the whole tent thing. When I was younger, I didn't mind, you know, going in a tent. But now it's like, I need me a real bed, okay? So, yeah,
cabin
I like,
good.
Yes, I like to go, to go camping. And I also like to, I also like to go to the beach. I love water. I love all bodies of water, so.
Ooh, me too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Love it. Okay, well, I have to say, I had so much fun talking with you. We ran out of time. But please come back again sometime. Come back anytime.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And thank you guys for listening and for your awesome questions. Oh, can you give me a kiss? Ooh, thank you for the kiss. Thank you so much, Josie.
Thank you so much, and I will talk to you soon.
Awesome. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I had so much fun talking with Tamla Baldwin and getting to know her much better. So remember, everyone, check out Soul Kisses TV and check out TamlaBaldwin.com. All of her other amazing sites. She has so much stuff going on, so check everything out. So now we have our second guest here. I believe he is in the building. Please welcome James McCollum from the James McCollum Project. Hello, are you there?
Yes, how you doing, Josie?
I am great. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. I'm very excited to be speaking with you and for the interview.
Awesome. A really good friend of mine wanted me to send his love to you, Skylar Jett.
Ooh, yes. Prior guest on the show. Love it.
Right. He told me he did your show a week or so ago, and he and I have a project we've been working on kind of secretly for a few months, and he told me to let you know that he's going to have you preview that song.
Oh, awesome. So exciting. Thank you. That's awesome. Well, send Skylar Jett our love. So exciting.
I will, definitely. Absolutely.
Very, very cool. Thank you. Very, very cool. We have some questions here. First things first, can you tell us how your band originally got started?
How I got started was I was working at my day job, and I noticed that as the years went on that it just didn't feel secure, and I was a person that really been in the music business all my life and kind of turned corporate. And I decided that I was going to go back into the music business, and that was in about 2005 or so.
Ooh.
And at that time, that's when I decided that I was going to go back and play and get back into the music business because I missed it so much.
Absolutely. And how did all of the members in your band come together? And can you tell us a little bit about each of the members of the James McCollum Project?
Yeah, we came together when I first started writing the material. I was working with a great guitar player, a friend of mine. His name is Derek Dehay, and he was a good writer, good guitar player, and he was really helping me in the beginning. And as we put about a year into the project, him and myself, we started talking to each other. We better put a band together. I mean, this thing is really starting to gel. So he brought me Sam Gallo and Matt Raleigh, which were just fantastic musicians. Sam Gallo, the keyboard player, obviously, and Matt Raleigh, the guitar player. And those guys came in. It was really funny. They came in, and they would ask Derek, you know, what have you been working on? And he's like, top secret, top secret. Finally, he invited them to the studio, and we played them the music and said, are you interested? And they said, can we go get our instruments? We want to go. We want to play it right now. So those guys went right home and got their instruments and came back, and that was the beginning of the James McCullum Project without a drummer at the present time.
Oh, wow. That's super cool. That's
and that
really
was how that
cool.
started. And then we eventually,
wow.
my brother's on drums, Tony Providence, and he was playing in another band. And I tried out a couple other drummers we played with, and they did pretty good, but we needed somebody that really could drive the bus. So we got my brother, Tony Providence, and eventually got our bass player, John Kano, which is a fantastic bass player, showman, and also when we're in the studio, I depend on John Kano for rock and roll production.
Oh,
and that's
wow.
That's how we came together.
And then it has been going ever since. Very, very cool. Who are your biggest musical influences?
My biggest influences are, when I was growing up, I had a lot of Beatles around me, a lot of Elton John. And Jimi Hendrix, those were my beginning influences. And then as I got a little older, the Sly and the Family Stone came about, and I started really liking the funk over the rock, and the two blended, and the Isley Brothers, and things like that, and Larry Graham, Graham Central Station. And when those were my influences in early on. And I was pretty much early on, I got a chance to work with Harvey Fuqua, who allowed me to tour with the Village People and the group called Sylvester. And those were also influences when I was traveling with them.
Very, very cool. And the James McCollum Project covers genres such as alternative and classic rock. I've also heard it described as power pop. Can you tell us what that means?
Yeah, power pop was just explained to me by a radio disc jockey in the Bay Area, what I should actually say, the Sacramento area, the Eagle Radio. And I went in one day, and they were evaluating the songs, that the ones that they wanted to put in rotation. And one of the songs, Rock Your World, she said, boy, it's a great rock tune, but I have to say it's more of a pop song, more powerful than a pop song I've ever heard. So there's a new genre called the pop power pop. And I said, well, I never heard of it. And she said, well, take a look. And I finally looked it up, and I said, okay, understood. And power pop is just your normal pop music geared up with some hard rock on it and a little bit of alternative touch, from what I understand.
Wow, that's very, very cool. Yeah, I never heard of that either. I'll have to look it up. very, very cool.
Now when you look at the systems like iTunes and things like that, it's actually mentioned in a couple of systems where you can purchase CDs and downloads.
That is fantastic. Very, very cool. We have a song that we want to play called Uncle Shane's Neighborhood. So please stay on hold here, and we are going to play the song and then ask you a little bit about it. Is that all good?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So everyone, please tune in here. We have Uncle Shane's Neighborhood.
Mother, come on.
And that was Uncle Shane's Neighborhood from the James McCollum Project. So can you tell us a little bit about this song and how it came to be?
Basically, when all of the music that we put together, we really went, we wanted to say something in the music. We wanted to really dig deep and get what the truth is and what's going on in the world and really dig deep. But that song was written by myself and Bill Stevens. And basically, that song just criticizes our political system. And it's a song that, you know, how could you let the United States or the USA go down like it's going down? Or it's just, you know, that's what we're talking about. You know, jobs being shipped overseas and things like that. It's a song pretty much of dissing the politician and the system the way they're doing the American people.
Absolutely, absolutely. Definitely, definitely. We were wondering if you can give everyone the links to your websites and social networking sites so your fans can follow what you're doing?
Absolutely. One of those websites is ReverbNation.com. And what you do is just go to ReverbNation.com and type in James McCollum Project. And you'll see all the photos and the shows and all the music there. Also, you can go to myspace.com, type in the same search, James McCollum Project, and you'll also see it. And you can also visit us on Facebook.
Sounds great. So everyone check that all out. We heard, can you tell us a little bit about the radio campaign you're doing?
Right. Right now, we're getting ready to release what they call a six-pack CD with seven songs, and we're getting ready to start our United States and UK radio campaign, and that's of course handled by our agents and agency. But it's something that we've been really looking forward to. We've done a lot of test marketing and. We really feel that it's going to do well, and we can't wait. We're really excited about it.
That is very, very exciting. Congratulations. That's super, super cool. Where will people be able to purchase your music?
Well, right now you can do the downloads on iTunes, Amazon.com. There's five songs that are out right now. Uncle Shame's Neighborhood, there's Rock Your World, Bye Bye Baby, which is also on YouTube.com. You type in James McCollum Project. You can see two videos there, and you can get a good view of what the band looks like live. Those are two good websites that you can also check it out.
Awesome. That is awesome, and we're actually right now going to play another one of your songs that you mentioned, Bye Bye Baby, so stick with us, and we will ask you a little bit about that song as well.
All righty.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Bye Bye Baby by the James McCollum Project. Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
This song was written by myself and TJ Stone. And this is about a love affair that she had within a 14-day period. And she wrote this letter. She brought it to me. She said, I want to give this letter to a friend of mine who she was hooked up with. And I looked at the letter and I said, this is a great song. So I went to the drawing board with it, and that's how that song was written. It was an actual real letter from a real person to a really good friend of mine.
Oh, wow.
And I turned it into that.
Wow, that is very, very cool. I love this song, and we actually have the music video for Bye Bye Baby featured on Your Time with Josie when you scroll down and go to your bio, so everyone could check that out. And I absolutely love it, and I know you guys will too. So do you have any upcoming performances planned for you and the band?
Not at the current time. Right now we're concentrating on trying to get the actual CD completed and things like that. And we have a few shows down the year, down the line, but nothing yet. And hopefully by summer we'll be all over the place.
Awesome. Very cool. Very cool. So if you had a chance to perform anywhere in the world, where would you like that to be?
Oh, I think my choice would be I've never asked myself that question, but I'm going to say I have never performed in Las Vegas, and I think I would like – I've performed all over the place, but at Las Vegas, I've never performed there, and I think that would be a place I would like to perform.
Absolutely, that should be on your list for when you are going on tour. That would be very, very
absolutely.
Cool.
I expect
definitely.
It.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. As you mentioned before, you write your own songs. I've always wondered, what is your process for songwriting?
Songwriting for me is. It's an art, and I don't know. I mean, sometimes I'll get an idea at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it could be a phrase or something that happened to me that day or the day before, and then I it sticks to me, and then all of a sudden I might hear a melody, and I'll go to the studio and actually try to put what I'm hearing together. Sometimes I'll hear a whole completed song, and just from right waking up, going into the studio, playing the complete song, recording it, and not knowing what the end or anything is about until the next day, and it's pretty strange in my life. But I know it's a gift, and I appreciate that gift, and I treat it as a gift. But it's usually a feeling or a feeling for another person or anything that strikes emotions with me. That's how I
absolutely.
Come up with the song.
Absolutely. I just think that's so cool how, you know, you could turn something into, you know, something more. I think that's just terrific. I love that. Love it.
And
also,
and then
do you,
of course,
oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. And then, of course, hoping that everybody likes it when they hear it.
Oh yeah, that's always the plus.
Always.
Absolutely. Also, we have actually a couple of fun questions for you.
Okay.
Awesome. So, do you have any funny backstage moments that you could share with us?
Say it again.
Do you have any funny backstage moments? I'm guessing that's a yes.
Funny backstage moments. yeah, not what I could really discuss on the radio.
Yeah.
I just remember being on tour with one of the groups I was with, and it was funny. We were looking for one of the guys, and we couldn't find him, and, you know, we're really, really looking for him, and the show's getting ready to begin, and nobody could find this guy, and finally somebody said, we found him, and he was on the bus with about 8 girls. But it was really funny.
That's the clean version.
That's the clean version. Yeah,
that
the
is
road
hilarious.
Is the road is definitely a lot of fun.
Sounds like it. That is hilarious. And when you go on tour, usually what is your favorite song that you like to perform with, more energy and just one that you can really get into?
There's a song that we play, and I believe it's it's the second song we play of the night. It's called Rock and Roll Music. When it's not due out for a while, but it's that's my favorite song. It's called Rock and Roll Music. One of the other favorites I have is one of the ones I sent you that we get really good reactions from on stage is Rock Your World. We usually open the song with that, and that song really breaks the ice. And the way we got booked on the Marshall Tucker Show, which was a real Southern rock kind of crowd, and then a few months later we got booked on the Morris Day Show. So you got two different complete audiences. And we had no idea, and neither did the promoters, how are these guys going to come off with this audience. And the music, the music broke the ice. Rock Your World shook up both audiences to where they fell in love with us within the first 5 minutes of the show. They were ours, and I have to say, that's got to be one of my favorite songs.
That is very cool, and then everyone could be able to decide if that's their favorite, because that is the next song that we are going to be playing. So, everyone, this is Rock Your World by the James McCollum Project.
The crowd is fired up tonight. Fired up is what it's all about. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Octane Fest. Are you ready? Well, let's spark it up right now. Ladies and gentlemen of Fallon, put your hands together for the Jimmy James Band. Yeah, I see you over there hiding out. Come on with it. Here we go. Well, I need your attention a little while tonight. Gonna give you some love, gonna play some music, yeah. Gonna give you rock, gonna give you roll. I may take your very soul.
get hot. Y'all never gonna want the music to stop. So get up, stand up, clap your hands. Y'all better get ready for the Jimmy James Band. We're ready to rock, we're ready to roll. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Let you go.
That was Rock Your World, the live version. That's a rocking song. We were
that's
over here
one
grooving.
Of my favorites right there. And that, and the thing about that song and all of our music, Josie, is the thing that we're trying to push the artists is positive music. Things that talk about good and all positive. And when I sat down to write some of this music, you know, one of the things I wanted to do is to make sure that everything had a positive direction.
Yeah. We definitely need a lot more positive music, and that's what you, you the James McCollum Project, offer. And I love all of the songs, and I think it's wonderful. I think it's amazing.
Thank you so much, Josie. I really appreciate that.
Anytime, anytime. And I mean, from the live version, you could tell that everyone was enjoying it, because it was just such a loud applause in the beginning.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool. It definitely sounded like a lot of fun. And everyone, check out all of James McCollum Music. You could check it out on all of their websites, Facebook, MySpace, and we put all the links in the chat room as well. So check out all of that. So another fun question that we have here is, what do you like to do for fun in your low time?
In my what?
What do you like to do in your downtime?
I like to fish and go boating. That's my favorite thing to do. I just love to fish for big game fish and small fish. I just love fishing.
Sounds like fun.
The other thing is I enjoy teaching children music. That's another thing I enjoy.
Absolutely. Well, I just have to say that I had so much fun talking with you. We ran out of time, but I had so much fun, and thank you so much for coming on. Had a blast.
Thank you, Josie, for having me. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I wish you all the success, and I'm going to listen to your show.
Thank you so much. And hopefully I'll be able to come to one of your performances when you're on tour. That'd be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. We won't go without you.
Awesome. Save my seat.
All right. You got it, Josie. Thank you so much. And you have a great night.
Thank you so much. You too. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. Awesome. Had so much fun talking with James McCollum from the James McCollum Project. Also, Tamla Baldwin was a delight. Had so much fun talking with our fantastic guests and talking with everybody in the chat room. Thank you guys so much for coming. But now we have one of our producers, Tina, will join me to bring you actual funny comments from pilots and flight attendants. We will not use the real names of the carriers for everyone's protection, but this is your favorite part of the show. And so let's just see if Tina has arrived.
Woohoo! I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, we hear you loud and clear. How are you?
Oh, I am awesome. How are you?
Fantastic. So you're going to help me with this big list of pilots' funniness?
You know I am. I always show up for the funny. That's what I do.
Absolutely. The whole show is hilarious, but eBay segments are two fabulous guests. Now let's get started with this funny segment. Take us home.
Cool. All right. I have the first one. This is a riot. So these are actual things that were heard on various different airlines from guests that were either said by pilots or by flight attendants. Very, very funny.
Right, so, I'm ready.
Well, you know, I have to say, when it comes to flying, you're nervous enough as it is. I know I'm nervous when I get in that big jumbo tin can. So
I love the description. That makes me want to hop on a flight tonight.
So I have to say it makes me nervous. And we always hear funny stories, and it's usually about passengers and things like that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we heard some just this past week.
Yeah.
Which was really funny. So now you got to hear from the crew. And I tell you what, I appreciate the most when I go on an airline and there's some humor involved, that they, you know, that they're friendly, that they're funny, because it's great. I remember the best flight that I ever had.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember where I was going anymore. But the one of the flight attendants who came on to introduce all the special stuff and tell you how to be safe and all that, she actually sang a song.
What song?
Rocked. I have no idea. It was some
special. Was she good?
Airline song or something, and she was a country singer, so it was fantastic. You know, I was digging every second of it.
Wow.
In my seat. That was it. My whole flight was great after that.
Did you get her autograph after you landed?
No, but she was very cute. I don't know where she
very
went
cool.
after that. She must have just came out and sang the song and left. So, anyways, so here's some actual things that were said on airplanes. I'll do the first one here. So, first, here's what was said. Hello, everyone. We have a first-time flyer on board today, and it is also their 50th birthday. So then after everybody cheers, the flight attendant then continues and says, will everyone please wish the captain a happy birthday?
First-time flyer, and it's the pilot. You see, that is when you call up whoever you're wanting to go visit, if you are visiting someone, and say, I'm sorry, but the pilot is new here, and I am not coming. Okay, I don't want to die on my way.
That's great. Well, he had to have passed all the classes or he wouldn't have got the job, right? He's got to be good to go.
I don't want to know. I don't really want to know.
That's too much. That is too much.
Next one, which is funny here. Please use caution when opening the overhead compartments as shift happens.
Made me laugh when I heard that shift happened. Yes, it does.
It definitely does.
And it never fails. I'm the one that always, well, here's the thing. I'm too short, so I can't open that overhead
thing. You have to get someone else to do it.
Yeah, either, you know, put something in or take something out. So I always got to look pitiful at who's standing around me. I got to give them the little help me look. And then inevitably some nice gentleman always comes and sticks something up there and takes it back down for me, thankfully.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not the one that gets knocked out when the thing opens.
That's
I duck and somebody else takes it.
That's very good. You wouldn't want to be knocked out on your flight.
Oh, thanks for that.
next one is, after taking off, the pilot got on the speaker and said, bear with me, folks, this is my first time. Okay, that is a do not say when you're about to drive a plane.
fly a plane.
That okay, that
fly.
Probably wouldn't be so funny.
That would be good.
Although I would think that maybe they were kidding, so maybe it would be funny, but yeah, no, not really.
No, no.
No, no, no. Did you want to do the next one?
Let's do this.
Okay, let's do it.
Pilot says, folks, we have reached our cruising altitude now, so I am going to switch the seatbelt sign off. Please feel free to move about as you wish, but please stay inside the plane till we land. It's a bit cold outside, and if you walk on the wings, it affects the flight pattern.
Now, I don't know. If I found a pilot with that sense of humor, I would be a happy girl. That would make me chuckle. You know how I like to laugh.
Or get me scared.
No, no, come on, come on. That would be good.
God forbid you go on one of the wings and it affects the flight pattern. Oh, boy.
Oh, that's funny. Come on.
That would be
good stuff.
The next one is pretty funny as well. After landing, thank you for flying XYZ. We don't want to mention the names here. We hope you enjoyed giving us the business as much as we enjoyed taking you for a ride. Very pleasant.
Very come on pleasant. Now, you know that's funny. That is good stuff. That is good stuff. That makes me laugh. Okay.
There you go. As the plane landed and was coming to a stop at Washington National, a lone voice came over the loudspeaker. Whoa, big fella. Whoa. You like my voice? You like my description?
I
mean, like,
yeah, that's funny. That is funny. It gives me the chuckles. Okay, so here's the next one. So from an XYZ airline employee, welcome aboard XYZ Airlines. To operate your seatbelt, insert the metal tab into the buckle and pull tight. It works just like every other seatbelt. And if you don't know how to operate one, you probably shouldn't be in public unsupervised. Wait, there's more, but I gotta stop laughing. Okay. In the event of a sudden loss of cabin pressure, oxygen masks will descend from the ceiling. Stop screaming. You love more now. Okay, I can barely make it through that. That is hysterical. Oh, my goodness. That makes me laugh so hard. Oh, God. Stop screaming and grab the mask.
You know, I would be screaming.
I would be laughing. Okay, that's just bad.
Yeah, you'd be screaming at my scream.
It's just bad.
You'd be laughing at my screaming. Okay. The next one is, as you exit the plane, please make sure to gather all of your belongings. Anything left behind will be distributed evenly among the flight attendants. Please do not leave children or spouses.
Apparently nobody wants them.
Yeah, nobody wants those.
Nobody wants those. They just want your stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny.
Okay, next one is, last one off the plane must clean it.
That's good humor. There's nothing wrong with it. That stuff makes me chuckle.
That is very good humor. But if you think about it, there always has to be one that's last coming out of it. There's always has to be a last one.
There is always someone that's
you're in
last.
Trouble.
So
you're in trouble.
This is a trouble.
You're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Next one is from the pilot during his welcome message. We are pleased to have some of the best flight attendants in the industry. Unfortunately, none of them are on this flight.
I'm thinking that's going to make an angry crowd. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. There better be some people with good sense of humor after that.
That won't go over well.
No, because, you know, I'd be the one that would start laughing, and I'd never be served any beverages. So, you know, that would happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the next one. All right, so this was overheard on XYZ Airlines flight to Amarillo, Texas, on a particular windy and bumpy day. During the final approach, the captain was really having to fight it to be able to land this. After an extremely hard landing, the flight attendant came on the PA and announced, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Amarillo. Please remain in your seats with your seatbelts fastened while the captain taxis what's left of our plane to the gate."
That's not good. That's not good.
As long as we were on the ground, it would still make me chuckle, but that is not good. Not good.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Next one. Another flight attendant comments on a less than perfect landing. We ask you to please remain seated as Captain Kangaroo bounces up to the terminal.
Captain Kangaroo bounces up to the terminal. Come on, now, that's funny.
That's good humor, right?
Oh, my gosh, that cracks me up. Okay.
That's good humor.
That is good humor.
That's good humor.
Not funny, he thought it was, but that's good humor. Yeah.
All right, next one is part of a flight attendant's arrival announcement. We'd like to thank you folks for flying with us today. And the next time you get the insane urge to go blasting through the skies in a pressurized metal tube, we hope you'll think of us here at XYZ Airways. Do you like my expression there? I can be a voice.
Yeah, that is funny. That is good stuff.
That's some good business right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Business.
It cracks me up.
A big special thanks to funny2.com. For their humor.
Yeah, we appreciate them sharing some humor with us. So that is some good
we
stuff.
We appreciate you, funny2.com.
I love it. I love it.
You
know, too bad we don't have our passengers from last week to call in to tell us about their experience on the plane.
Yeah.
They had a good experience, but it's theirs to share, so I'll have them call it in next time.
Yeah.
Special favors so they could share with you the crazy people they had on the airplanes with them.
Absolutely. Not good.
Yeah, good.
But we always have at least that one person that is crazy on an airplane and you want to slap them. So, you know, you always have that one. But
and I'm trying to think, you know. I mean, I fly every once in a while. I don't fly that much. But I can't think of any real crazy passengers that I ran into.
I bet you've had one that you wanted to slap. I bet.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I'm trying to think. I'll have to think. But I don't remember any real crazy people. Everybody was really quite nice, actually.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's very, very good. Thank you so much, Tina, for helping me with this long list here.
Hey, anytime. I had a blast.
Me too. Very, very, very funny. That was actual funny comments from pilots and flight attendants. Hilarious. Now, upcoming guests, who's coming up next? On March 4th, we have recording artist and rodeo champ Shay Fisher, and same show, Maddie Bradshaw, the young entrepreneur of Snap Caps. Then on March 11th, we bring back a show favorite, Chelsea Ray. Then on March 18th, we have musician and recording artist Diana Corcoran. Then on March 25th, we have Courtney Merritt, that you all know for her current role as the daughter of Melissa Peterman, Pam on Working Class, and country singer Laura Brenna. Then on April 8th, we have world-famous opera singer Fernando Del Valle and producer, songwriter, singer, and rapper Aral. Then on April 22nd, we have musician and recording artist Graham Colton, who you will know for his song Best Days, featured on American Idol. So check back on our website, josieshow.com, to check out all of the upcoming guests on our website, bio, picture, and a little of their performances to get to know them a little bit better. Also, I want to mention before we let you all go, we have a 24-hour contact line, so call us and leave a message that we could play on the air. Most of them will get through, so don't worry. Then you could join our forums at our website, josieshow.com, with fun updates, fun stuff going on. We have pictures, funny things from the show, so make sure you register. We almost have 200 people, so check back. Then remember, you can get archived shows on our website, YouTube, iTunes, and Zune. We're on iTunes and Zune. Check that out. Also, check out our Facebook, Twitter, and our Twitter pages under our new name, The Josie Show. So go to Facebook.com, and in the search bar, click, type in The Josie Show, J-O-S-I-E. That's me, The Josie Show. Also, on Twitter, you can add our whole staff. My personal Twitter page where you can get a hold of me and also check back and see what kind of fun stuff I'm doing at twitter.com/josie1995. Then you could add Tina Passantino. You could follow her on Twitter. She's a co-producer and the one that you just heard that does all the funny segments with me at twitter.com/TinaMarie40. And then, last but not least, Ellen Firestone, who is our wonderful web designer at Twitter. Oh, and our announcer that you heard in the beginning of the show at twitter.com/Ellen7769. And if you go on JosieShow.com and scroll down, you'll see Meet the Josie Show Crew. You'll see all of our pictures and our descriptions and our website links there. So just a click away, uber easy. That's my new word now, uber. So check out all of that and also our Twitter page, for our The Josie Show, www.twitter.com/Josie Show. So check out all of that. Follow me, add me. Follow the crew. So check out all of that. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight to make our show so much fun. Have a great weekend, and we will talk with you all next week. Tune in next week for country singer and rodeo champ Shay Fisher and young entrepreneur Maddie Bradshaw. So check out all of that. Come back and have some more fun with us with more segments and fun interviews and chat with us. So talk to you guys soon. Bye.